Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 189 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Philip Kinsella and Chris May's book, The Eternal Avatar, discovering who and what you really are beyond the material realm. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the authors kindly said yes. In this episode, I'm going to read from chapter 4, which is entitled Incarnation. And this is what Philip and Chris have written. Chris recalls his own incarnation process before his life on this planet developed, which is rare, unless you've had regression, which he has not. His memories are raw, yet fascinating within the extreme. It's interesting to note that in cases of near-death experience, nearly all those who have died and come back through resuscitation or by other means do remember every fine detail of this subsequent spiritual crossing. But within the development of incarnation, this is not always the case. Since consciousness has temporarily severed its link from the other side, may indicate why we do not have clarity when entering into the womb, and which we have already touched upon. Chris recounts a memory which, ironically, mirrors the Egyptian deity Thoth when detailing his own journey through the ether before his incarnation on Earth, described in the Emerald Tablets, took hold. Although Chris had come into the womb as we all do, Thoth's was altogether different in terms of his apparent process of self-replication, bypassing the normal gestation period we all experience on a biological level. The importance here is to understand that a choice by the incarnating soul does appear to be part of the agreement before entrance upon this planet occurs, and for numerous reasons decided by that soul. As a child, Chris recalls a distinct and repeated memory which would make him cry, and on every occasion he had to be consoled by his parents, telling him that everything would be fine when these incredible recollections emerged, but something he knew they would never come to understand. These shocking and clear visions, which continually surface within his mind, tell of his soul journeying from another place and time, and so removed from the corporeal reality in which he currently resides. His feelings of isolation and helplessness, and a yearning to return to where he'd originated from beyond this veil, is apparent when he reminisces about this episode. Before his separation from the other side, Chris remembers having a conversation with others, which he considers were highly evolved masters, and of the vital importance his soul mission was in his choice to incarnate. He was primed before his parting from this realm that if he was to remain true to form, be more than he was in terms of himself, to remain steadfast within his own convictions of retaining who and what he embodied on a soul level, his mission he was about to undertake would be successful upon his return. It was also explained what the procedure would be like, which he had agreed upon. This seemed vital to Chris. He remembers a moment of anticipation, as though once his agreement had been met, he was actually going to go through with it, but also acknowledging the fact that, although he'd be alone once his severance took hold from those within the higher planes of reality, he would, nevertheless, be guided all the way. It's as though he was at the cusp of knowing he would forget himself through this temporary departure from the real world, but it was, he feels, a component essential to his development on a spiritual level. Somehow, he felt sure the assignment he was about to undertake would make his soul grow much brighter, contributing towards a vast unity of love, understanding, and helping those within his group evolve on a grander level. Chris felt a flash of exhilaration mixed with dread. In the instant of disconnection, everything happened so fast. He was no longer met with light, but darkness, along with a perception of unbearable loneliness. The glowing illumination and warmth he'd previously felt were gone. There now came an awareness of no substance in terms of embodiment, along with the sensation of not belonging anywhere, only a feeling that he was somewhere else, where a new place and time were about to be born. His confrontation with the void gave rise to trepidation of what he was about to experience yet again. To Chris, he knew this was not the first time such episodes of personification had taken place. Although incarnation, which he had agreed to undergo, as well as the knowledge that the true nature of himself would be sacrificed for a time, forgotten, but with the understanding that he would be able to recall upon his return once his vocation had been accomplished. Within this journey, the greater part of his higher awareness would diminish until the unification of his soul was restored, and he was back home on the other side. With no physicality, and also being aware of the immensity of space around him, Chris was shocked to realize that things were much larger than he'd imagined, as though the enormity of the void would consume his very essence. He describes this as literally overwhelming to his senses. Previous to being in a state of all that is, he was horrified to grasp that he was now but a component to many other parts, a speck within the grand scheme of creation, and no longer an aspect of pure and blessed excellence on an elevated level of superconsciousness. This new, separated reality meant that it could have influence and control over him. This vulnerability was an uncomfortable and scary concept. He also believes, as I do, that within the process of severance, there comes amnesia, as though these functions serve as a vital element within the incarnation procedure. The only security he had was the knowledge that he was destined for somewhere, but he had to pass many other realities within the void before reaching his intended target. He cannot recall if he knew where he was going, but the feeling that his acceptance in this mission remained prevalent, along with the fact that this was neither random, because he was very much aware he was being carried, guided, and followed by some other force throughout his journey. The further away he was pulled from his primary location, the less he was able to recollect, as he was wrenched with incredible speed through light structures which now formed within the distance, and which also materialized as solid in nature. His approach to them indicated he was actually hurtling through the very atomic structure of these coloured sources of illuminations, which he knew were planets, while all along experiencing an uncomfortable wrenching and tugging sensation. He also describes that he knew on a deeper level all there was to know about these worlds he passed as his soul was projected forth through the immensity of space. He was made aware that there were a multitude of intelligent systems other than Earth within this vast chasm of the void. There came a point of light, a golden speck which appeared dominant within his perception, and something he felt sure was his intended destination. But while this was occurring, his sense of identity was being stripped the further he got from his original locality. This overwhelmed him even more, realizing his former greatness, being, or self, was being diminished, temporarily losing the very essence of his entire prominence. He recalls that the whole scenario was a nightmare to behold, replaced by trepidation and loneliness. As Chris described this to me, one of the most profound features within his recollections was just how enormous everything appeared to him, giving him a complete sense of no longer being great, but shockingly so much smaller than he'd ever known. The point of golden light, which at first appeared as a mere speck to Chris, now came into view as being enormous. It was during this instance when he felt like he was being sucked into it. He reiterates, "This is it. Bam! Everything happened so quickly, and within the blink of an eye." As soon as he made contact with the enormous golden light, the feelings of helplessness and no longer being separate overwhelmed his awareness. This concluded his emergence into the world of matter. Today I was reading from Philip Kinsella and Chris May's book, The Eternal Avatar, Discovering Who and What You Really Are Beyond the Material Realm. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is out now on Amazon and other great bookshops. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the bottom of my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.